Good afternoon and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly journey backstage to talk with the folks in performing arts here in Alaska. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon. Today, my guests are here from Anchorage Community Theater. They are performing Shakespeare in Hollywood by Ken Ludwig, the master of modern farce. And that show opens tonight and runs through the 25th at their location down on East 70th Avenue. We have three people from that show as my guests today. We have Jocelyn Payne, who is the director. Welcome to the show, Jocelyn.
Hi, Steve.
We also have Shaylisa Anderson, who's playing Lydia Lansing, who also plays the part of Helena, and we'll get to that sort of two character play in a moment here. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Thank you for having me.
We also have Scott Rohde, who's playing an historical character, Max Reinhardt. We'll find out how he's approaching playing that historical character in a moment. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Hi, Steve.
Jocelyn, I want to start with you. Shakespeare in Hollywood, that brings up a lot of images of what could happen, especially if you know Ken Ludwig, and ACT's done Lend Me a Tenor and some of his other farces. What craziness is going to happen in this play?
Well, it's exactly what it sounds like. It puts Shakespeare and Hollywood in the same theater point. It is the story of how Oberon and Puck make a magical mistake and land in 1934 Hollywood, where they basically are cast in their own lives in Midsummer Night's Dream as Max Reinhardt is filming the movie, which was produced at 1934. We have people in the play who have researched the background of this to the point of finding the original movie script.
Sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the original film production of Max Reinhardt, and suddenly these two characters from Shakespeare's play show up.
Yes. And Max takes one look at them and says, Max?
They do a terrific audition when actually they're just saying their Shakespeare lines.
And that was Scott playing the part of Max Reinhardt.
Yes, that's
doing
right.
Well, Jocelyn, you mentioned people have done some research on this. Mm-hmm. And Scott, you're playing, as I mentioned, this historical character, Max Reinhardt. For those who don't know who he was probably the most famous director of his time. But
stage director.
Stage director.
In Hollywood, this was his only movie, and he had to kind of co-direct it with Bill Dieterle was the credited co-director. Translating, because at the time, Max Reinhardt was more comfortable in German.
Mm-hmm.
In the play, we kind of sidestep that, and we just speak with an accent.
And you've even gone so far as to research the Austrian accent.
I did a little bit. I watched a video on the Vienna accent, which sounded actually unintelligible. So I just dialed it back and just did a toned-down Schwarzenegger.
That sounds great.
Without crossing the border into Bavaria like Werner Herzog. So there is a fine distinction there.
But I want to point out, you can't get this on radio, but Scott also altered his hair color, and his makeup is superb. It's based on photographs of Max Reinhardt.
Well, yeah, I didn't even read for the part at the audition because it says in the script, 60s and pixie-ish, and I am neither of those things. But I ended up reading the part at the audition anyway because there was no one else there. And
he was wonderful. He is wonderful.
Well, let's get to Shaylisa. You're playing the part of Lydia Lansing, who I assume is one of the actors in this stage version of Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream. And you're playing the part of Helena in the show. Tell us about your character.
Yes. So Lydia Lansing is your stereotypical starlet. When you think of old Hollywood, you think of these glamorous, you know, women. And in photos, she looks so beautiful. And then she opens her mouth. And that is the greatest thing about Lydia, is she looks one way, but she, on the inside, there's so many layers to her as far as her accent goes, her nasality, like the way she talks is just, it's something else for sure. And she sort of is pushing to do this movie because, you know, she's seen as this kind of promiscuous, you know, like she made her way up in Hollywood, you know, in the most
inappropriate way.
Right. And with a sugar daddy.
Yes, with a sugar daddy who is Jack Warner, one of the Warner brothers. And so, you know, that development throughout the show is definitely an interesting thing. And she struggles really hard with playing the character of Helena, being that she she's so used to her kind of chorus girl attitude and her sound, and, you know, she gets whatever she wants whenever she wants it. And now this, you know, Max Reinhardt is demanding something of her that is more classical, and she is trying to force herself into something she's not used to. And I think her journey emotionally through that is incredible.
I might say that when I read this play and thought of directing it, I saw Shailisa in this part and never saw anyone else. And I'm just so thrilled that she's there. She asked me about how to acquire the accent, and I told her to go watch Billie Holiday and Born Yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting. Well, you were talking about your character as someone who has a certain look, but she sounds not like she looks. I kept thinking of Singing in the Rain, the mm-hmm. character in there who cannot, mm-hmm. it doesn't look like what she sounds like. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a little sample of your voice?
Am
I putting you on the spot here?
You are definitely putting me on the spot.
You could do a little scene.
You could do a piece of a scene.
Okay.
I've just offered to make a classic prestige picture for your boyfriend here, only he tells me he does not have a leading lady who could perform in such a picture.
Holy cow.
That's not a line in the play, I don't think. But putting you both on the spot, I apologize for that.
This is like asking a singer to sing without a piano.
Exactly.
Holy
right, yeah.
cow, yeah.
Now, to be fair, the actress who played Helena in the 1930s movie was not Lydia Lansing, and I'm guessing was not sleeping with Jack Warner.
Yes. By the way, the entire cast has watched our Anchorage Community Theater copy, DVD copy of Midsummer Night's Dream, 1935.
I was going to ask you about that. You've actually watched that film.
Oh, yes. We had a movie night with popcorn.
Yes.
Well, there are some other actors in that film. I was looking at it.
Mickey Rooney, Groucho. James Cagney. Yeah.
Groucho. Somewhere in the film.
He's in the play.
No, he's
in
the play.
In the play, right, okay.
Not in the film. But we do have a James Cagney in the play, and I would like to commend Adam Ritter for having really owned that role.
He does a great job.
Yes. We have a donkey head, or as it is in the play, an ass's head.
Of course. Yes. And for those just tuning in, we're talking about Shakespeare and Hollywood performing at Anchorage Community Theater, opening tonight and running through the 25th. Our guests are Jocelyn Payne, the director, Scott Rohde, who's playing Max Reinhardt, and Shailisa Anderson, playing Lydia Lansing, who plays Helena. So I'm sorry, Jocelyn, I had to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Not at all. I wanted to say that there are so many beautiful designs in this play. This play we started to talk about in July of 2017. Michael Noble, who has designed the really wonderful set, a first for Anchorage Community Theater. This set is just uses every single piece of set equipment we might ever have.
Mm-hmm.
He actually moved in the summer to New York City and did the design long distance, as did Andrea Stotz, who is a mm-hmm. sound designer. Our lighting designer, Dean Brady, oh, he has had such an extraordinary vision. There were 100 light cues, we got them down to 98.
Oh, good for you.
The costumes are, we have about 20 people, I believe, in the cast, and they're three times as many costumes.
Well, that brings the question. I always, when I think of Midsummer Night's Dream, I think of, lavish sets and costumes,
yes,
and everything, and makeup as well, and hair, and because all the fairies running around.
We have all that, and fairies too.
Mm-hmm.
So back to sort of what happens in this play, and I'm sure people will find this out when they come see the show, but is it about the actual filming of the movie, rehearsing those scenes for the movie? Is that what sort of sets up this
play? That's part of it. We have a props person, Bill Guernsey, who built us an authentically looking of the period movie camera. Which is brought in, and lighting equipment with a boom mic. It's just like being on the movie set. And so one of the things about the set, our set for the play that I wanted, is that just as in a movie set, you know, when you get those backstory videos about how it looks to be filmed, you see the people pretending to be who they are, and then all around them are all these other crew, that's exactly what it looks like. What you usually don't see is revealed, and what you usually do see is concealed in this set.
And that's the magic of Midsummer.
Yes.
In a way, because it's all about that.
And in addition, the relationships of the people in 1935, one of my favorite eras, are kind of a replication of the funny relationships that happen in Midsummer Night's Dream, Shakespeare, so that people are inappropriately falling in love with each other, and there's tanglements and jealousies and fights and all kind. And Shakespeare, there's actual Shakespearean quotes.
Well,
and
of course.
And
yeah,
beautiful.
We had to learn those forward and backward.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, backwards.
Well, let's get back a moment to, you know, in all farces, there's that moment where something upsets the cart. And in this case, it's Oberon and Puck showing up, I assume. Mm-hmm. Talk about, for those who aren't familiar with those two characters, just give us a brief background of who those two characters are and why they're there. Scott, go ahead.
Oberon is king of the fairies, and in this play has just gone through the events of Shakespeare's play A Midsummer Night's Dream, which were real to Oberon. He's imperious, but with a kind of sense of humor, a sense of mischief. First, in the original play, he's just trying to get it in, make trouble for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately is an authority figure. So that was kind of a balance that our Oberons had to strike.
That is an interesting point. We actually have two Oberons.
Well, I would assume you'd have one who's been cast in the original film and one who... Oh, no.
No. We have two actors who are brothers with approximately 10 years difference in age who are playing the role of Oberon. They will be handling the role on different weekends. So, everybody, come and see the play twice so you see the two Oberons.
That goes back to some of the early days of theater. Max Reinhardt would often cast different people and doing opposite roles in the same performance, which is very interesting.
And Shay Lisa gets to act with both different... How is it different? I've never asked you that.
So you definitely can tell the difference that each actor brings to the character of Oberon. And one is more regal and the other one is a little more raw. And you would think that the more regal one would be the older one. However, there are a lot of twists and turns in both backstage and on stage with our characters and with us as actors as well. They do an absolutely phenomenal job. And I mean, Lydia doesn't directly interact too much with them, but I fall in love with them every time.
Are you talking that Shay Lisa or Lydia or Helena?
That would be telling.
That would be telling, wouldn't it?
And one of our other special effects is Puck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Who is played in the movie by Mickey Rooney, very young Mickey Rooney.
I can see that.
Almost a very energetic performance, almost to the point of annoyance. Mm-hmm. But it turns out in real life, Puck was a little more toned down. Puck is the servant of the King of the Fairies, and luckily we have a person who can embody that as a special effect.
Well, I'd like to go on a lot longer. We're about out of time. Sorry to cut us off here. I want to say thank you to my guests, Jocelyn Payne, Scott Rohde, and Shay Lisa Anderson.
Thank you.
Shakespeare in Hollywood opening tonight, Anchorage Community Theater. Thanks for being on the show. And one more note before we leave today, I want to say a big thank you and a good goodbye, and not goodbye, but see you later, to Bede Trantina, who is retiring from KSKA. She has been very important to me in my growth here at the station, actually let me be on Morning Edition as a substitute host for a while, and I want to wish her all the best. Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.